Lecture topic, Obligation of the Quran, Part 2.
What they say, a man thinks he's the boss of the house, only to know he houses the boss. He can't appreciate. You and I don't know Quran, and unfortunately we don't have the love of Quran, so we can't understand why they spend one night behind one verse. Abbad ibn Ham. Now what is this picture here? Allah speaks about the dwellers of Jannat. When they enter into Jannah, Allah make us amongst them. Allah make us amongst them. Then they will discuss. You know, you go through customs and then you come across, then you discuss. How was it? What they asked you? What they check? How was it? Allah, and this is just going through customs. You come out of the examination room. Ah, made it. Wow. Imagine this is going through this world. Ups and downs we are going through. Twists and turns. I always say, the life today is a fluctuation of emotions. Sometimes you feel that, you know, I wish I go. And then after a little while you say, when things are coming right, I better don't go now. It's just coming right. The balance is just, you know, my children are coming right. The business is picking up. The wife is recovering. The boss is giving increase. Things are just, it's a fluctuation of emotions. It's a fluctuation of emotions. That is, to sum up this life, you meet any man in the morning, what is it? In the afternoon, every day it's going through different things. إني رأيتك جالسا مستقبلي فعلمت أنك للهموم قرين هون عليك وكن بربك واثقا فأخذ توكل شأنه التهوين ترحل الأذى عن نفسه في رزقه لما تيقن أنه مذمون. So anyway, he says, I came to Abbad ibn Hamza. Abbad ibn Hamza says, I came to Asma radiallahu anha. She started reading this verse. So they will discuss, what is it? Allahu Akbar. Again, you know, one word, going to the manna yamunnu, understand what is man, understand what is man. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I'm going to say favor, I'm going to say kindness, I'm going to say boon, I'm going to say privilege. Nowhere near what my Allah has said, manna. Now you go and see lughat, then you'll understand what is manna. But again, has this aspiration entered my heart to understand what my Allah has said? فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. The dwellers of Jannat will say, how kind of our Allah, we've made it. وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. He has saved us from this eternal doom and destruction. You remember you lived in the world, you died before me, I came after you. How was your grave? This is what happened to me in my grave. But alhamdulillah, let me hug you and you hug me. Jannat is ours. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى. Anyway, Abbad ibn Hamza says, I stood there, she's reading this ayat, فَطَالَتْ عَلَيَّ. I found it to be a bit long and repeating. So I said, let me go. فَذَهَبْتُ فَقَضَيْتُ حَاجَتِي. I went to the bazaar, I bought, I did whatever I wanted to and I came back. One thought comes to mind of Hazrat Tanwi alayhi rahmah. And I share this with you, whatever Allah puts in my mind, at that juncture I say it. He used to say, bhai, go to the bazaar and fulfill your needs and don't go to the bazaar and create needs. Wallah, today if we can take that advice to heart, if we can take that advice to heart, Allahu Akbar, and bring moderation in our life, we will see barakat of an unprecedented nature. Go to the bazaar and fulfill your needs. Those people had words. And don't go there and create needs. Anyway, he says, I came back. When I came back, she's still reading, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Now why? The real fear of akhirat was alive. So the joy beyond that fear, she can understand that I've made it. Ask a man, ask a person, I've seen a person who walked through the stages of poverty and then Allah gave him wealth. And the day that new car came to his house, his children were excited and that. But that man was sobbing because he understood from where he started his journey and where Allah brought him. The one who's conscious of akhirat and conscious of accountability, he understands entry into Jannat is the pinnacle of joy. عَدَمُ تَرْكُ تَفَهُمِهِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ. Not to contemplate over the Qur'an, not to ponder over the Qur'an is deserting the Qur'an. Then, تَرْكُ عَدَمُ امْتِثَالِ أَوَامِرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابُ زَوَاجِرِهِ. Not to implement the injunctions of the Qur'an and not to abstain from things that Allah has made unlawful is also deserting the Qur'an. Not to inculcate the things that Allah has made lawful into our lives and not to abstain. If we fail to inculcate, When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Zainab radiallahu anha that it is my request that you get married to Zayd radiallahu anhu. Now obviously Zainab radiallahu anha came from a very high lineage. She came from a very high lineage, and Zayd radiallahu anhu also came from a high lineage, but he had a stain of slavery. He had a flavor of slavery. So apparently there wasn't compatibility. But obviously Islam doesn't look at lineage. لا تترك التقوى اتكالا على النسب. لا تترك التقوى اتكالا على النسب. فقد رفع الإسلام سلمان فارس وقد وضع الشرك الشريف أبا لهب. لا تترك التقوى اتكالا على النسب. Don't abandon taqwa, relying on your noble lineage. فقد رفع الإسلام سلمان فارس. Islam elevated the Persian Salman. وقد وضع الشرك الشريف أبا لهب. And Islam disgraced, or rather polytheism disgraced the honorable Abu Lahab. Polytheism disgraced and debased and humiliated the honorable Abu Lahab. What titles didn't he have? Quraysh, Hashmi, Sayyid, Arab. And the Quran said, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin watab. So Nabi alayhi salam told Zainab radiallahu anha, you have to get married. She had a degree of reservation, skepticism. Allah revealed the verse. Imtithalu awamirihi, implementing the injunctions of the Quran. Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It does not behove the nature of a believer. It does not befit the temperament of a believer. It's not in accordance with the expectation of a believer that when he is told, this is the decree of Allah, this is the desire of Allah's Nabi, for him to consider the matter, he has to promptly, instantly comply. That is the obligation of the Quran. Now, as I'm mentioning, if we look at these obligations of the Quran, we are not guilty of one of them, we are guilty of all. وَالْعُدُولُ عَنْهُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ شِعْرٍ أو غناء أو كلام أو طريقة مأخوذة من غيره من هجرانه. And to substitute the Quran by any other literature. So you stop your child, and then the audacity to say, what else do you teach our children? You only teach them Quran. You only teach them Quran. One parent told me, I think I can take my child out of madrasa. I said, why? He said, no, you're teaching him the dua about the moon and about this. What will that help him in life? I told him, have you ever spoke to your school teacher and studied the syllabus of your son? This is not free from benefit. This will reward him on every letter. The Quran, you show me one person who will reward you when you speak of his enemy. But my Allah is that kind. My Allah is that merciful. Mention the name of his enemies, and he rewards you on every letter of the name of his enemy. وقارون وفرعون وهامان وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات. Speak of the name of Qarun and Allah becomes angry. But speak of Qarun in the form of Quran, on every letter 10 stages have been increased. Who is there who will reward? Speak of the name of Iblis and nothing. Speak of Iblis in the Quran. Read that verse and Allah rewards you on every letter of the name of Iblis. Who is there that will give you that reward? And then you have the audacity to say, what does my child learn? I told him, I said, you know what, there are certain things in school you learn. Never mind benefiting you, they leave a permanent harm. I think what I studied about the Darwin theory, it harmed me more than helped me. A wrong perception jammed in my brains. Some wrong impression, you know, lived within me. And here, from every letter you will be benefited. To substitute the Quran by some other literature that is openly deserting the Quran, openly neglecting the Quran. So really, respected brothers and elders, we have heard the Quran, we've heard the Quran been recited, but it's time. مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّقَ مُصْحَفَهُ لَمْ يَتَعَاهَدْهُ وَلَمْ يَنْظُرْ فِيهِ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُتَعَلِّقًا بِهِ يَقُولْ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ عَبْدَكَ هَذَا اتَّخَذَنِي مَهْجُورًا. He who read the Quran, purchased the Quran, neglected the Quran will come holding him and said, Allah, this is the man, he neglected me, you see to him, Allah. Deal with him personally. Who stands a chance in the court of Allah when the argument is about the Quran of Allah? Briefly, I want to give some advices to myself firstly and remind myself and to the Huffaz. Really, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, لو أن أهل العلم صانوا علمهم لو أن أهل العلم صانوا علمهم وبذلوه لأهله لسادوا به أهل زمانهم. If those who have memorized this Quran understand what is this Quran. And let me explore these young Huffaz who have completed. This is a wrapped gift that has been given to you. When somebody gives you a gift, and the better the wrapping, the higher the anxiety. The higher the anxiety. You just want to get home that everybody is not watching, you want to open up. Nobody is peeping, you open little and then leave it again. What's inside? My brother, it's time you see. You read Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al kitab. See what does it mean. You read وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. See what it means. You read Yasin والقرآن الحكيم. Explore what it means. Commence your journey, you'll have no regrets. لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمَ صَانُوا عِلْمَهُمْ. If those that have knowledge preserve it. وَبَذَلُوهُ لِأَهْلِهِ. And they take care of this knowledge. لَسَادُوا بِهِ أَهْلَ زَمَانِهِمْ. They will rule over the people of their time. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّمَا الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ هَا أَنَا ذَا وَلَيْسَ الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ كَانَ أَبِي وَكَانَ جَدِّي. He is talented and credibility goes to that young Hafiz who memorizes the Quran and implements the Quran and stands up as a brave soldier, stands up as an asset to the Muslim Ummah, and there's no recognition to you, my young boy, if you stand up and say, my late father was Mufti Saab, my late grandfather was Hazrat Maulana, my late uncle, what is that? وَلَيْسَ الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ كَانَ أَبِي وَكَانَ جَدِّي. He was this, they were this. I always say, we latch on to that. My uncle is an alim, my cousin is this year, inshallah I'll make it through. So he's wealthy, they're wealthy, you also leave it, inshallah. Why are you worried for money? One person said, no, I don't want to become a hafiz. I said, why? He said, look at this Huffaz, he memorized the Quran and he neglected it. I said, have you ever heard of any man who was wealthy and lost his wealth because of that? A person said, I don't want to become rich. Nobody says that. No, he didn't know how to use the money. Me, I'll make it and use it right. How can that become a deterrent? How gullible to the deception of shaitan have we become? Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. See in Tafsir Uthmani what is written under this ayah. There are some people who argue in the matters of Allah with no knowledge. And then they follow any devil. The words written there, gumrahi ki kamil istidad. Total ability of absolute deviation. Anyone can sway them in any direction. Gullible in totality. Anyone besides truth can sway them. يَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. You don't need a powerful devil to mislead him. Any devil and he's on. كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ. So the first thing that Huffaz have to have is the right intention. Allah grant us the correct understanding. In Surah Min Hayati Tabi'een, it is written, four youngsters sat down in the Haram Sharif, after Asr Salah, at the Rukne Yamani, soon after the sun of Nabuwat had set, in the era of Tabi'een, وَدَارَ الْحَدِيثُ رَهْوًا بَيْنَ الْفِتْيَةِ الْأَبْرَارِ. And this was a discussion of pious youngsters. Four youngsters speak, or rather they rap the lingo. They don't really speak, you know, what's the tune and the lingo, whatever it is. So one of them said, لِيَتَمَنَّ كُلُّ مِنَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا يُحِبْ. Come, let's go for it. Each one say his heart's desire. What do you want to become? What do you want to become? I always tell the youngsters, if an average youngster today counts the hours and the minutes that he spent planning the first night of his marriage and discussing and fantasizing, forgive me, if he counts that hours, those days, those moments, Allah alone knows if that time was made valuable, how much of the Quran he would have memorized. I'm not saying be like the pious who said, I will rather eat, you know, flour instead of eating bread because it's more time consuming. I'm saying don't spend that time in wrong and then channel it in right and see how blessed your time will become. So anyway, the first one spoke, Abdullah bin Zubair, أمنيتي أن أملك الحجاز وأن أنال الخلافة. My aspiration is I want to govern over Hijaz. And I want to succeed the ruler. The mic on to the next one. Compliments to the first. The next one, what's your take? What's your aspiration? The next one stands up. Amma ana, Abdullah, the first one is Abdullah bin Zubair, his brother Mus'ab bin Zubair speaks. Amma ana fa atamanna an amlik al iraqain. فَلَا يُنَازِعُنِي فِيهِمَا مُنَازِعُ. I want to rule over Basra and Kufa and I must be independent. Nobody share rulership with me. The third one, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, born in the family of kings. He said, إِذَا كُنْتُمَا تَقْنَعَانِ بِذَاكُ فَأَنَا لَا أَقْنَعْ إِلَّا بِأَنْ أَمْلِكَ الْأَرْضَ كُلَّهَا. You satisfied with Arabia? You happy with Basra and Kufa? I want to rule over the land, wherever it is. وَأَنْ أَنَالَ الْخِلَافَ بَعْدَ مُعَاوِيَةَ ابْنَ أَبِي سُفْيَانَ. And I want to succeed Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتُوا إِلَىٰ عُرْوَةٍ فَلَمْ يَقُلْ شَيْئًا. And the last one left, عُرْوَةٍ. The son of Zubair ibn al-Awam, whom my Nabi said, حَوَارِيُّ. إِنَّ Zubair is my disciple. The son of Asma radiyallahu anha, ذَاتُ النِّطَاقَيْنِ. The nephew of Aisha radiallahu anha, who also enjoys the privilege of lowering Aisha radiallahu anha in the grave. They said, وَأَمَّا أَنْتَ يَا عُرْوَى مَاذَا تَتَمَنَّى. عُرْوَى, it's time for you to speak. What is your aspiration? May Allah make this alive in our youth. He said, again, I wish you understood it. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ فِي مَا تَمَنَّيْتُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِ دُنْيَاكُمْ. بارك الله لكم فيما تمنيتم من أمر دنياكم أما أنا فأتمنى أن أكون عالما عاملا يأخذ الناس عني كتاب ربهم وسنة نبيهم وأحكام دينهم وأن أفوز في الآخرة برضا الله. I cannot translate this. I cannot. The ulama will understand it better. He said, بارك الله لكم فيما تمنيتم. Congratulations to your aspiration, and I wish you well in your endeavors. Congratulations, and my thoughts are with you, my blessings are with you. For the record, if you ought to know what is my hidden aspiration, أَتَمَنَّى أَنْ أَكُونَ عَالِمًا عَامِلًا. I want to learn this word of Allah, understand it, implement it, and convey it to the masses. يَأْخُذُ النَّاسُ عَنِّي كِتَابَ رَبِّهِمْ وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيِّهِمْ. وَأَحْكَامَ دِينِهِمْ. People come and understand the implications of the Qur'an, understand the message of the Qur'an, so that I can be successful in Akhirah, and so can they be successful in Akhirah. Abdullah bin Zubair, as they desired, things materialized. Abdullah bin Zubair becomes in charge of Hijaz, becomes in charge of Arabia. And then the author writes, and then fate comes his way, وَقُتِلَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ مِنَ الْمَكَانِ الَّذِي تَمَنَّى فِيهِ مَا تَمَنَّى. And then fate comes his way. This leader is assassinated not far from the Kaaba where once upon a time he expressed his aspiration to rule. Mus'ab ibn Umair rules over Basra and Kufa. وَقُتِلَ دُونَ الْآخَرِ. And he also dies in this way. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan rules. And then see what was the destiny of Urwa ibn Zubair. The pages of history are filled with this young, talented man who prospered because of that aspiration that he had. لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمَ صَانُوا عِلْمَهُمْ. If they preserve it, that ought to be the aspiration. That ought to be the desire. Then this is the beauty of Islam. The riwayat of Bukhari, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, كَانَ الْقُرَّاءُ أَصْحَابَ مَجْلِسِ عُمَرْ وَمُشَاوَرَتِهِ كُهُولًا كَانُوا أَوْ شُبَّانًا. كَانَ الْقُرَّاءُ أَصْحَابَ مَجْلِسِ عُمَرْ وَمُشَاوَرَتِهِ كُهُولًا كَانُوا أَوْ شُبَّانًا. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the riwayat of Bukhari, he said, the high profile people whom Umar consulted were the learned, whether they were young or old. He did not discriminate because of their age. He looked at knowledge. If they had knowledge, Umar had regard for them. Umar brought them close. He sat with them. He spoke to them. He learned from them, regardless of their age. We speak of Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. He passed away at the age of 33. So whatever he did was under 33, a young boy. A'idullah ibn Umar says, Dakhaltu masjidan. I entered into the masjid. Fihi bid'un wa thalathuna nafar. There were about 30 sahaba. Kulluhum yadhkuruna hadithan an rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone quoting a hadith. Wa fil halaqa. Shabun. Shadidul udma. Huluwul mantiq. Wadi'un. Idha ishtabaha alayhim shay'un minal hadith asnaduhu ilayhi. I was captured by this appearance. 30 sahaba, eminent sahaba, quoting hadith. In the center of the gathering, there was a young boy. In the words of the riwayat, وَهُوَ أَشَبُّ الْقَوْمِ سِنَّا. The youngest of them all. The youngest of them all. Sitting in the center of the gathering. شَدِيدُ الْأُدْمَى. Dark-skinned. حُلُوَ الْمَنْتِقِ. Sweet in his speech. وَضِيءٌ. Radiant in his face. لَا يَشْتَبِهُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ. Anybody who did not have understanding or found any difficulty, they would refer their query to this young boy, and very modestly, promptly, he would answer. فَلَمَّا قُذِيَ مَجْلِسُهُمْ دَنَوْتُ مِنْهُ. I couldn't resist myself. I couldn't resist it. Allah make it that aspiration comes in the hearts of our youth. I was once in Australia, and I was addressing the youth, and these tears come to my eyes. There were some Arab girls also in the congregation. There were some Muslim youngsters. And then they spoke about a celebrity. And I want to not mention the name of that kafir person in the Quran, in the house of Allah. And then the sheikh, the brother is telling me, he said, Sheikh, I need to share something with you. And I said, what is it? He said, speak about loving the pious and not loving the evil celebrities. I said, what is the matter? He said, there is a sister here. She attended a concert. And in while the celebrity was performing on the stage, he started, you know, passing perspiration. And he took a cloth and he wiped the perspiration. And he threw that cloth into the audience. The girl has then taken that cloth, wiped it on her face. And she said, I'll never wash my face again. Thus Sahabi says, A'idullah ibn Amr says, فَلَمَّا قُذِيَ مَجْلِسُهُمْ. When the gathering ended, دَنَوْتُ مِنْهُ. I came rushing to this young boy. I couldn't hold myself. I said, مَنْ أَنْتَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. O friend of Allah, I love you. Who are you and what is your name? He said, أَنَا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلْ. I am Muadh ibn Jabal. Abu Muslim Khawlani, who enjoys the privilege of being known as Ibrahim وَهَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. When we were in Syria, Allah gave us the opportunity to go to the grave of Abu Muslim Khawlani. Read his history, he was also burnt. Just as Allah saved Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu Muslim Khawlani, a similar incident happened to him. I can still picture the precise location of his qabr and his maqbara. So he says, دَخَلْتُ مَسْجِدَ Hims. I entered into the masjid of Hims. فَإِذَا جَمَاعَةٌ مِّنَ الْكُهُولِ يَتَوَسَّطُهُمْ شَابٌ. I seen a group of aged, elderly people, and in the center one young boy sitting. This captured my, it was too intriguing for me. And he is just quoting a hadith to them. قُلْتُ لِجَلِيسِ مَنْ هَذَا. I tapped my neighbor and I said, Who's this? He said, هَذَا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلْ فَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِي حُبُّهُ. He told me, this is Muadh ibn Jabal. He said, I looked at him and instantly his love entered my heart. And we say to him, Oh Abu Muslim Khawlani, how can the love of Muaz not enter your heart when my Nabi told Muaz, Inni la'uhibbuk? How can his love not enter your heart when my Nabi held Muaz and said, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk? Allah gave us the opportunity in Jordan. We went to the grave of Muaz radiallahu anhu. That ayat is written, Wasabiqoon al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Nabi alayhi salam said, I swear by Allah, I love you, Muaz. Do me a favor, read Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik after every salah. Then Abu Idris Khawlani says, I entered into dakhaltu masjid Dimishq, fa'idha fatan barraq al-thanaya. I entered, this is all under the age of 33. All under the age of 33, in the prime of his life. I seen a youngster with radiant face, bright teeth sitting there. The sight was too beautiful for me. It was too beautiful. The crowds was very big, so I couldn't get close to him. The next day I decided that I'm going to go to him. I came quickly, فَوَجَدْتُهُ يُصَلِّي. I found that he performs lengthy salah.
What did Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu say in the throes of death? Someone told him, لَوْ أَهِدْتَ إِلَيْنَا. You don't want to make someone in charge. He said, لَوْ كَانَ مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ حَيًّا لَوَلَّيْتُهُ. Mu'adh is gone. If he was alive, I would have made him in charge. Then again they asked him, all right, make your suggestion and your nomination. Then he said, لَوْ كَانَ سَالِمٌ حَيًّا لَوَلَّيْتُهُ. If Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa, both are people of Qur'an. Both are people of Qur'an. If Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa was alive, I would have made him in charge. And if I made Mu'adh ibn Jabal in charge, ثُمَّ قَدِمْتُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And then I appeared before my Allah, and my Allah had to ask me, مَنْ وَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Who did you make in charge? I will say, وَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ مُعَاذَ بْنَ جَبَلٍ بَعْدَ أَنْ سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ إِمَامُ الْعُلَمَاءِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
I would have made Mu'adh in charge, and very politely I would have told Allah, Allah, I derive this decision from one statement of your Nabi, that your Nabi said Mu'adh will stand up as the ulama, as the leader of the ulama on the day of Qiyamah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him. Now look at this, this is what ought to be the life of a hafiz. This is what ought to be the life of a scholar. Allah give hidayah to one and all. In Ihya'ul Ulumuddin, under the chapter of Ulama'u Su, Allah save us all, I was reading now, there is a quotation of one scholar who said, "Man izdada ilma, wa lam yazdad fi dunya zuhda, lam yazdad min Allahi illa bu'da." He who acquires the knowledge of deen, but the love of this world does not leave his heart, he goes further from Allah. He goes further from Allah. Nabi alayhi salam held Mu'az. Kaifa asbahta? You ask a hafiz today. Allah be my witness, I'm sitting in the house of Allah. Last week one youngster came to me. After salah, he said, I need to speak to you urgently. I said, no problem. Can I complete my salah? He says, no, it's very desperate. So I went outside. He says, Maulana, you know me? I said, vaguely, not too sure. He said, I completed hifz, you know me, this jalsa. I said, oh, sorry. He says, I've got a crave for zina every day. I've got a crave for zina every day. What must I do? And what was the crave? Crave is not the right word. It has nasty implications and connotations. When Mu'adh was in the throes of death, he said, Allahumma inni kuntu akhafuk wal yawm arjuk. Allahumma innaka kunta ta'lam anni lam akun uhibbu ad-dunya li jarri al-anhar wala li gharsi al-ashjar walakin li nayli al-mazid min al-ilmi wal iman. Allah, I always feared you. Today my hopes are dominant. Allah, you know I wish to love, not to accumulate or amass, but just to increase my knowledge, taqwa and iman. That was the desire with which I loved. Nabi alayhi salam held Mu'az, the scholar of Islam, who carried the Quran of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi said, Kaifa asbahta? How did you get up this morning? Mu'minan, I got up as a genuine believer. What is the proof of your iman? He said, ما أصبحت قط إلا ظننت أني لا أمسي وما أمسيت قط إلا ظننت أني لا أصبح ولا خطوت خطوة إلا ظننت أني لا أتبعها وكأني أنظر إلى أهل الجنة ينعمون وأهل النار يعذبون. My condition, not today, exclusive today, but every day. Every morning I don't have hope to see the evening, and every evening I don't have hope to see the morning. In fact, when I take one step, I don't have hope to follow it with the second step. For me, the pleasure of Jannat is vivid before me, and the torment and the suffering of the disbelievers is manifest before me. Nabi alayhi salam said, what can I tell you? You have it all, just look after it. Arafta falzam. Arafta falzam. Sayyidina Umar, a man like Umar said, Lawla Mu'adh lahalaka Umar. If it wasn't for this young boy, I was gone. At the age of 33, this young soldier of Islam passed away. So really, what is desired? What did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu say? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ. A hafiz has to be differentiated from a non-hafiz. When others are in sleep, he is in salah. And not, Allah forbid, when others are in sleep, he is in zina. And he is in clubs. And he is doing haram. أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ. When people are asleep, the quality of memorizing the Quran ought to compel him that he stands up. Salman Al-Mati says, I seen Ali radiallahu anhu in a dream. These pious people even gave advice after they passed away. So he gave me advice in a dream and he said, لَوْلَا الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ وِرْدٌ يَقُومُونَ وَآخَرُونَ لَهُمْ سَرْدٌ يَسُومُونَ لَدُكْدِكَتْ أَرْضُكُمْ مِنْ تَحْتِكُمْ سَحَرًا لِأَنَّكُمْ قَوْمُ سُوءٍ مَا تُطِيعُونَ. If it wasn't for those who perform tahajjud and those who recite Quran, then every morning there would have been a tremor on your earth because you failed to carry on what we left behind. لِأَنَّكُمْ قَوْمُ سُوءٍ مَا تُطِيعُونَ. I was just reading this week in Bidaya wa Nihaya in the 6th volume on page 339. There is a quotation under the commentary of Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiyallahu anhu. Inshallah. Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiyallahu anhu. Sahaba, even after their death, what is the quality of a hafiz? His night must be in tahajjud. Junaid Baghdadi passed away. Someone seen him in a dream. How you fared before Allah? هَلَكَتِ الْعِبَارَاتِ وَفَنِيَتِ الْإِشَارَاتِ وَمَا نَفَعَنَا إِلَّا رُكَيْعَاتِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. Allah said, your worship not accepted. Your kitabs not accepted. Your discourses rejected. Your two rakat in the dead of night because of that jannat is yours. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ. In the dead of night he gets up. So Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiallahu anhu, the riwayat of Tirmizi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he enjoyed the privilege of being the orator of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'mar rajulu Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas. A wonderful person. Ata Khurasani says, Qadimtu al-Madina. I mentioned this in Bidaya in the 6th volume. He says, I came to Medina and I asked them, can anybody tell me about Thabit ibn Qais? Fa'arshaduni ila ibnatihi. They told me, go speak to his daughter. I came to his daughter. I said, you know what? I want to learn more about your late father. She said, in a nutshell, let me tell you, when the verses were revealed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does likes proud and arrogant and haughty people. So my father got very afraid. And he felt that because he was a man who loved beauty, and he was the leader of his nation, he felt that maybe he's been implicated in this verse. أَنَا رَجُلٌ أُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ وَأَنَا أَسُودُ قَوْمِي. I love beauty, I love leading, I love being a leader. Am I being implicated? So he أَغْلَقَ عَلَيْهِ بَابَهُ. He shut the door and طَفِقَ يَبْكِي. He started crying. They reported this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, call Thabit ya, call Thabit ya. Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, بَلْ تَعِيشُ بِخَيْرٍ وَتَمُوتُ بِخَيْرٍ وَيُدْخِلُكُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُدْخِلَكَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. No, you will live with goodness. You will die with goodness. And my word, Allah will put you in Jannah. My words. The word of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah revealed the verse, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَسْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Don't raise your voice before Nabi alayhi salam. Again he feared, أَنَا جَهِيرُ الصَّوْتِ. My voice is loud. He locked himself again. Nabi alayhi salam said, go and call him and tell him this verse doesn't refer to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi said, بَلْ تَعِيشُ حَمِيدًا وَتُقْتَلُ شَهِيدًا. You will live with dignity and you will die as a martyr. And my word again, let me reaffirm it, Jannah is yours. When Nabi alayhi salam passed away, and Abu Bakr assumed the position. And then the battle was waged against Musaylamatul Kadhab, the battle of Yamama. And it was 70 Huffaz who were martyred, which prompted the urgency of the compilation of the Quran, which is a topic of its own. Qari Sahib, my honorable Ustad, will explore that better for you than I. The compilation of the Quran, amongst many factors, but if anything gave urgency to the matter, was the assassination and the martyrdom of the 70 Huffaz in Yarmouk. In this battle, the Muslims faced 3 setbacks. And then Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, who was the orator of Nabi alayhi salam, held Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa, who was the hafiz of this ummah. And they said, مَا كُنَّا نُقَاتِلُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ هَكَذَا. I think we are lacking the spirit. This is not how we fought. Now listen to our hafiz. And listen to their advice even after they were gone. فَحَفَرَا حُفْرَا. They dug a hole. The riwayat of Bidayah. And in Hayatul Sahaba also I read it. The hole was dug and they both stood there firm. Then the banner was given to Salim radiallahu anhu. Salim takes the banner and he advances. And what does he say? بِئْسَ حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ أَنَا. He taunts himself. He admonishes himself. He rebukes himself. He says, what an evil hafiz are you, O Salim? I ask you, my brother,
Salim, whom my Nabi said, learn Quran from him. Salim, who throws himself in the ferocious battle, yet taunts himself he is an evil hafiz. I ask myself, and I ask every hafiz, you and I who sleep beyond Fajr, is it not that we are the wicked hafiz and not Salim being that wicked hafiz? The words of Hazrat Thanwi alayhi rahma make every hair on my body stand. He said, afsos, let me say it in Urdu and I'll translate it. Afsos, I am regretting. Tarke jamaat, hamare zamane mein ek aam aadat ho gayi hai. Jahilo ka kya zikr? Hum baaz pare likke logo ko is bala mein mubtala dekh rahe hai. Ye log ahadees parte bhi hai. Unke maana bhi I'm quoting the words of Hazrat Thanwi alayhi rahma. He said, tarke jamaat, neglecting congregational prayer has become a common thing. Leave the layman, I'm targeting the learned. The words of him, Allah, I'm in no position. He was a great man. Leave the layman, I'm targeting the learned. I cannot explain to him the hadith, he understands the meaning and the commentary. But then he goes on and he says it in such strong words. He says, but the most severe warnings cannot penetrate their rock hard hearts. Was Salim the evil hafiz or is this the evil hafiz? بِئْسَ حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ You cannot differentiate if he's a believer or not, never mind a hafiz or non-hafiz. This ummah has seen many huffaz. This ummah has become desperate for mithali huffaz. This ummah has become desperate for huffaz who honor the kalam of Allah. Then they both advance. What Salim in the banner, Hafiz al-Qur'an, and Thabit ibn Qais, and then an arrow comes and strikes him and they both pass away. That night, someone sees Thabit ibn Qais in a dream. So he tells him in the dream, he says, listen to what I have to tell you. Lamma qutiltu bil ams. When I was assassinated yesterday, the riwayat of Bidayah, marrabi rajulun minal muslimin. One Muslim passed by me. Naza'a minni dir'an nafisatan. He then took out my armor. And let me give you his precise location. He is on this part of the battlefield. He has covered my armor and he has snatched my armor. Go to him, reclaim that armor from him. They are advising even after they're gone. Fustu wa rabbil Kaaba. Allah's qasam, I'm successful while he's dying. So that kafir asked the Muslim, I killed him. Isn't I'm successful? What does he mean he's successful? He's now entered into Jannat. What is this Jannat? If you accept it, this is what Allah will give you. Give me your hands and let me embrace Islam. Then Nabi alayhi salam say, Allah smiles, Allah laughs. The words of the hadith at two people. A man advances in the battle, kills a Muslim, and then that Muslim goes to Jannah. Then Allah gives this man hidayat. He repents, he accepts Islam, and then he goes and he is martyred. In essence, the murderer and the murdered both go to Jannah. And then Nabi alayhi salam spoke of another time that you and I find ourselves in the riwayat of Bukhari, when the murderer and the murdered will go both to Jahannam. Sahaba said, we understand the crime of the murderer, but what is the crime of the murdered? Ma balul maqtul. Nabi alayhi salam said, innahu kana harisan ala qatli sahibihi. Taqdeer prevail that this man became murdered because it was his time up. But if he had the opportunity, the gun was in his hand, he would have done the very same act that the murderer did. It's just a matter that time was up, so he went. But if the opportunity had presented, he would have been the murderer. So in that first instance, both go to Jannat. In the second instance, both go to Jahannam. So they advise him after their death. Anyway, he says, go and take my armor. Go and take it to Khalid ibn Walid. Take it to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then listen to this. Take it to Abu Bakr, tell him to sell that armor. وَفُلَانٌ مِنْ رَقِيقِ عَتِيقٍ And my so-and-so slave I have liberated. He must sell that armor of mine, take that money and there are outstanding debts. He must go and settle those debts. Then he says the riwayat of Bidayah, وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَقُولَ حُلْمٌ فَتُضَيِّعَهُ Listen, don't take it as a dream, although you've seen it in a dream. Don't say, oh, it's a dream. No, it's reality. وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَقُولَ حُلْمٌ He gets up in the morning and he goes, they find it, they sell it and then they settle his debts. In the riwayat it is mentioned, لَا نَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا جَازَتْ وَصِيَّتُهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا ثَابِتْ ابْنِ قَيْسِ ابْنِ شَمَّاسِ We don't know of any person in this ummah who made known his wasiyyat after his death and it was implemented other than Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas. So what I was saying, يُعْرَفُ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ When the people are sleeping, oh Hafiz, stand up and read Quran. Beautify your house with the Quran. Beautify your house with the Quran. وَبِنَهَارِهِ يَسُومُ إِذَا النَّاسُ مُفْطِرُونَ What the poet said, عَجِبْتُ مِنْ جِسْمٍ وَمِنْ صِحَّةٍ وَمِنْ فَتَنْ نَامَ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ وَالْمَوْتُ لَا تُؤْمَنُ خَطَفَاتُهُ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَجْرِي عجبت من جسم ومن صحة ومن فتن. I can't believe a young man, a healthy man, a talented man, and he sleeps beyond the time of Fajr, knowing very well that the death can make its presence at any time. I will end shortly, but these are very pertinent points that I want to share with these Huffaz. He must spend his day in fasting when other people are eating. How sad, I know of Huffaz who do not fast the obligatory fast. When here he's been exhorted to inculcate the optional fast. وَبِبُكَائِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَضْحَكُونَ. And he engages in Quran, in Ruhul Ma'ani, under the commentary of this ayat, وَيَزِيدُهُمْ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. Ibn Jarir's quotation is mentioned. وَيَنْبَغِي أَن يَكُونَ ذَلِكَ حَالَ الْعُلَمَاءِ. He says it ought to be the quality of the scholars and the learned that when they read Quran, they cry. One person said, I seen Nabi alayhi salam in a dream and I read Quran to him. Nabi alayhi salam said, يَا صَالِحْ هَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَ فَأَيْنَ الْبُكَى. You read the Quran, but this Quran goes with tears. Where is the crying? That is the obligation. Then Fudail ibn Ayyad said, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَلَّا يَكُونَ لَهُ حَاجَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْخُلَفَاءِ فَمَنْ دُونَهُمْ. A hafiz, Allah has given you the Qur'an. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah said, I gave you Surah Fatiha and I gave you the Qur'an. Don't stretch an envious eye to anyone. He said he should not have any material need from any person. He should not have any material need. I read one latifa now. One person came to Mamun al-Rashid and he said, I want to go for Hajj. So he said, go. He said, I don't have money. He said, if you don't have money, then Hajj is not for us. He said, I didn't come to ask you fatwa, I came to ask you hadiyah. A hafiz will never put his need before anyone other than Allah. Fudail ibn Ayyad says, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَلَّا يَلْهُ مَعَ مَنْ يَلْهُ وَلَا يَلْغُوا مَعَ مَنْ يَلْغُوا وَلَا يَسْهُوا مَعَ مَنْ يَسْهُوا. I wish you can understand this. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ تَعْظِيمًا لِحَقِّ الْقُرْآنِ. These are the words of Fudail ibn Ayyad. He said, حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ حَامِلُ رَأْيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The one carrying the Qur'an, he's carrying the banner of Islam. Then he said, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَلَّا يَلْغُوا مَعَ مَنْ يَلْغُوا وَلَا يَسْهُوا مَعَ. He can't involve himself in the trivial and futile actions of others. So he also started following commentary since when? He's leading the commentary. The riwayat of Hayatul Sahaba in Kitabul Ilm, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walks into a masjid, one person sitting there, and all around him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who is this? They said, Allama. This is an Allama. Isma Mubalagha Sega. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, woman il Allama. What does Allama mean now? In Hayatul Sahaba in Kitabul Ilm, this is there. So they said, O Nabi of Allah, he knows the lineage of the Arabs. And he knows all the poetry. And he knows this art and that skill. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. This is knowledge which won't benefit you, and ignorance which won't harm you. If you don't know who won, so what? And if you know who won, so what? In fact, if you know, it's worse.
هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ. And then, we challenge in you. Who's we and who's you? He is oblivious of your existence. Never mind knowing you. He doesn't know you exist. And we're playing you guys tonight. Look at the terminology of the passion and the bond behind it. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ. Where is the talent of this ummat going? Where is the skills of this ummat going? When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seen that young boy reading Qur'an, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَقَدْ أَبْكَيْتَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Come your boy, even the malaika were crying the way you read Qur'an. Even the malaika were crying. You in your young voice at this age reading Qur'an, even the malaika were crying. Allah be my witness. At times I cannot resist myself when I see young boys blasting the music. I just cannot hold it in myself. I have to go to the brother and politely tell him, you know what, for Allah's sake, I ask you, you're doing a wrong, have that amount of fear, that do it discreetly. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول. Allah will forgive everyone but those who sin openly. So, in the life of a hafiz, there shouldn't be the entertainment of others. Now, if you see, Imam Raghib has explained the definition of entertainment. There shouldn't be entertainment. then there shouldn't be the mistakes of others. He's a hafiz of the Quran. It doesn't befit him. It doesn't behove him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, Ya hamlat al-ilm. Ya hamlat al-ilm. I'malu bihi. فَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِمَا عَلِمَ وَوَافَقَ عِلْمَهُ عَمَلُهُ وَسَيَكُونُ أَقْوَامٌ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعِلْمَ لَا يُجَاوِزُ تَرَاقِيَهُمْ يَجْلِسُونَ حَلْقًا يُبَاهِي بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا حَتَّى أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَغْضَبُ عَلَى جَلِيسِهِ أَنْ يَجْلِسَ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ وَيَدَعَهُ أُولَئِكَ لَا تَصْعَدُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي مَجَالِسِهِمْ تِلْكَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. What deep words of Sayyidina Ali. He said, O people carrying this knowledge of deen, look after it. Look after this Quran that Allah has given you. فَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِمَا عَلِمَ. A scholar is one in whose knowledge and actions there's harmony. There is harmony between the two. And وَوَافَقَ عِلْمَهُ عَمَلَهُ وَسَيَكُونُ أَقْوَامٌ. Let me forewarn you and remind you that there will be an era where people will come, يَحْمِلُونَ الْعِلْمَ. They will acquire this knowledge. لا يجاوز تراقيهم. That knowledge won't go beyond their collarbone. يخالف عملهم علمهم وتخالف علانيتهم سريرتهم. Their internal will contradict their external. Their actions will contradict their statements. And then they will sit down in gatherings and boast. How I read, how I speak. How I advocate, how I encourage. And حَتَّى أَنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَغْضَبُ عَلَى جَلِيسِهِ. A person will become offended. Someone comes in his gathering, sits in his discourses, and then he goes and sits in the gathering of someone else. He will get offended that this man left my gathering, he's insulted me. Although he will go and learn somewhere else, he'll feel offended about that. He'll snub that person. Sayyidina Ali says, these are those people whose actions do not go beyond that gathering. Never mind come close to Allah. They will sit, they will discuss, they will impart, they will disseminate. They will do everything, but nothing will reach Allah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He make us amongst those huffaz who preserve and honor this great amanah that Allah has privileged us with. And congratulations to the parents. I know of one sister, she, like we Maulana made tribute to the sisters, she told her husband, she said, on the day of Qiyamah, you getting no crown and I'm getting two. On the day of Qiyamah, you getting no crown and I'm getting two, because I made all the effort. I made all the effort. Wallah, it's the efforts of the parents. When I look in my life, and it's very emotional when I speak of this, it is because of the du'as of our parents. It is there's no reason, in fact there's 1,000 reasons that I shouldn't be sitting here. But it is the du'a of our parents. It is the du'a of our parents that has brought us here. May Allah Ta'ala reward them and all other parents that are equally passionate and ambitious to see this day. Allah show them the day before their eyes close. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.